very good. I think you feel the piece very well. You know all that must happen there. You know my main complaint is it's too small. It's too small, not in concept, but in sound. Mind you, I don't say it's too soft. I say too small. The quality of sound is too small. And I think that much of it is because, you know, well, because you have very well developed fingers and you basically rely on your fingers. So you're playing here. Simply not mighty enough. And I think that what will help, if first of all you use the upper arm, to resolve it by kind of imposing yourself on the piano. The sound is a little bit kind of strangulated. What I would do, I would use more this kind of out of piano stroke. Sitting a little bit higher, you would have been more more effectively using your upper arm. Just a little. you are doing, and you are doing not going here, but going through the piano and out. Okay? Is built to make curved lines. Don't you think? Look here. It's a curve, right? If you want a straight line, you would need to adjust something, right? This is a curve. So our body is built for the curve. I would like to suggest that when you play this chord, you do not have this great, but you have the chord. And the keyboard happens kind of on its way. And you go through it and continue this curve. It's, well, you know what? It's a little bit like you play a tam-tam. You see, you do not play tam-tam like this. With the orchestra in a big hall, and it's a very problematic hall. I've never heard anybody filling it with sound. What should I do? And you know, this kind of a long distance consultation was last minute consultation was a bit difficult to handle, but I think I told him what helped him. Must have helped him. He won the competition. I told him, use a light and quick stroke. Don't press. And if it is not enough, use even faster stroke, but don't press. Can you try it?
Yeah.
armed for this octave, bam, 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 and very clear, fast fingers for the paradigm. Okay? Can you try? So what I would do, you do this. Good. Let us get Does it have any thematic meaning?
Or not?
It's still singing.
Huh?
It's still as a melody. I think.
How? How come?
Because there's the...
Right. It is built of the same material. Okay, so then treat it a little bit more melodically. Stay with your weight there.
Mm-hmm.
Do not withdraw the weight. You play a little bit. Ba, ba, ba. Ba, ba, ba. Stay and pass to the next note. Okay? But still, let us make it a little bit less dry, this accompaniment. Comparing to the melody. It sounds to you as a figment of my imagination. I think it is basically it is rooted, this approach is rooted in the physics. Have you studied physics? Yes? Okay. From what you remember, there is a clear definition, clear difference between the mass and the force, right? Do you remember the formula?
Force equals mass times, I don't know how to call that in English.
Acceleration. Yes? Okay, how do you explain it in applicable to piano playing? What is mass? What is force? What is acceleration? Let's figure out.
Mass is like the weight.
There's a difference between the weight and the mass. So what's mass? Mass is a part of body which you apply. This is mass, and this is mass, and this is a bigger mass. And this is still bigger mass, right? Now, you can, and we are coming to this, and probably this will be the last thing I can deal with, okay? So we have a continuous diminuendo, yes, from fortissimo through mezzo forte to piano to pianissimo, right? Now, the way you resolve it, and basically dynamics is the kind of the result of a force that you apply. Now, you resolve it with diminishing the mass. That's how you play it. Diminishing the speed. Okay, so look what is happening. These things, just continual chord line from fortissimo to piano. And you play with very clear articulation, pa 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 pa, basically very quick stroke. The rest is progressively slow. Yeah?